Jackie Jones says, as both a mom and substitute teacher, life is pretty hectic.
I have 3 biological children with 22 non-biological children.
As a sub, she doesn't get health care through the school district, and money is tight.
I don't have a lot of income, you know, after house notes and car notes and children and life itself, I don't have a lot of extra money left over.
Jones lives in Fort Worth and has always relied on Planned Parenthood for exams and cancer screenings.
In my family, we have cancer. We have cervical and abdominal and things like that. And for me, I have 3 children. I have to make sure that I'm okay for them. I want to see them grow up.
But as a women's health program patient, Jones can no longer get her annual exam at Planned Parenthood for free. Providers affiliated with abortion care can't receive state funding. Jones didn't know that until she tried to schedule an appointment last week.
They didn't send any type of information saying that they was not, you know, no longer funding the Planned Parenthood, anything like that. So, you know, you come down to a wire where you need it and you need to go to Planned Parenthood and you find out you can't.
So Jones is one of about 49,000 women who have to choose between free care and Planned Parenthood. Without insurance, Planned Parenthood is relatively inexpensive. It costs the clinic $150 to perform an annual exam, but patients only have to pay $100. Other doctors charge up to $200, and many don't include lab work. Jones says for her, it's worth it to stay put, even if that means tightening her belt.
It's close to home, it's convenient, it's comfortable, and, you know, that's the place that I know. You know, you just don't, we was laughing about, you don't go through a yellow book, find an OB, you know? You have one and that's who you stick with.
Stephanie Goodman with the Texas Health and Human Services Commission says she understands that.
Ultimately, at the end of the day, a woman is going to have to make that decision. If she wants to continue her women's health program coverage, it's there and we'll help her find a new doctor so there's no cost to her. If she is comfortable with the doctor she's been seeing, she may want to pay out of pocket for it, or Planned Parenthood may have another program where she could take part of the lower cost.
The state says even without Planned Parenthood, there are over 3,500 providers statewide, and almost a third of those are new since May. But Planned Parenthood says that's not enough.
An infrastructure to provide basic health care to low-income, uninsured women has been shredded by the legislature for no good reason.
Kelly Hart with Planned Parenthood of Greater Texas says they are trying to help women with a patient assistance fund, but there is no way clinics can fully subsidize all these women. Jackie Jones says she's grateful for the free care she used to receive, but she's just not willing to leave Planned Parenthood.
Just like you don't want to be uprooted from your home, I don't want to be uprooted from my doctor.
And that's something she'll stick to, no matter the cost. For KERA News, I'm Courtney Collins.